Well, we've had the principals letting us know how many students are still at their schools, and the numbers have dwindled quite a bit. The majority of schools are reporting, I believe, double digits. In fact, I just heard from one school that's down to zero. They've got no more students at their school. Another one had 27, and all were accounted for. All the rides were on the way. So we do think that the numbers are getting down very low. However, the students who are still at the schools, we do need to get them home. So we just sent out a message to parents at 1:30 with kind of the same update, letting them know that you know, those who are still at the schools, we do have intend to get them home on the buses. However, we're still waiting for the optimal time to send those buses. And it looks like it may be later than the typical dismissal time. So what started off as an early dismissal may be a late dismissal for some students. But we are working with the authorities to just make sure that we keep in mind what is the optimal time to drive the students home. So hopefully that'll happen before too long. But a lot of them may even still be picked up between now and then as well.
Principal Rudolph, Gray Colberth Middle School, tweeted out, reading directly from her tweet here, "Buses will not likely take students home. Please come pick students up. Be safe. Call front office if you have problems," end quote. Do you have a response to that? And then is there a provision in place if students are remaining at the school later on in the evening here?
Well, our intention is certainly to take the students home. Any students who are still there, you know, later than dismissal time, the staff is staying with them. They'll be well supervised. You know, we'll provide snacks for them and keep them engaged while we wait for either parents to pick them up or for school bus transportation to be available to take them home.
Is there a fallback plan in case buses are not able to get on the roads and students are still at the school?
We've not had that conversation yet.
Do you know if that conversation will be had? Will it be later on in the evening before that is held?
Possibly. I cannot address it yet.
Can you tell us about the decision-making process this morning as in terms of making the decision after students were already, I know the bus snow started falling after buses were starting to roll out. So can you just walk us through that process from this morning?
Sure. One of the things that's a little bit unique about our district is that we are one of the only districts that I'm aware of in the area that high schools start last. Usually high schools start first, then middle, then elementary. Ours are the opposite. And so like many of our counterparts who actually fired up their buses this morning, Wake and Durham, they had students on the buses and then decided to take the students back home when the snow was falling. We were in a little bit of a disadvantage because we had students on our buses, but they were elementary students. And we consciously made a decision that at that point, we did not want to take them home because we know many times parents put the students on a bus and they go off to work. And we did not want elementary students going home to an empty house. We thought school would be a safer place for them. You know, certainly in hindsight, we would have preferred to have not had school today. But once those children were on the bus, we made the decision to bring them to school.
What message are you sending to parents now?
Well, the most recent message was the 1:30 message, and it was mostly focused on the students who are still at the school. Most of the students have been picked up by their parents at this point, but for the few remaining students, we want those parents to know that they are going to be well cared for, and we will send out the next update once we know more specifically what time the buses will be taking them home, because the parents may be sitting at work and not coming home until they know the students are going to be home, and so we don't want them to have to leave work early unnecessarily or be at work too late when students are coming home. So we want the next message to let them know once we can kind of identify what time the buses will be rolling.
Yeah, because there are some parents out there, I'm sure, that don't have vehicles that are capable of getting around in this weather. So
Or
should they just be hoping that the buses do finally get on the road?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely plan to have all the students home. It's just we just don't know the time.
Do you know what kind of decision-making process will be in place for tomorrow?
No, we'll be starting that conversation soon, though. A lot of it will depend on temperatures. I mean, this is whether you have snow or rain, you have precipitation, and then with low temperatures, you may have freezing. So we'll take all that into account for tomorrow.